Ivan Reitman, Animal House producer and Ghostbusters director, dies at 75. By Breitbart News on February 13, 2022. Ivan Reitman, the influential filmmaker and producer behind beloved comedies from Animal House to Ghostbusters, has died. He was 75. Reitman died peacefully in his sleep Saturday night at his home in Montecito, California, his family told the Associated Press. Our family is grieving the unexpected loss of a husband, father, and grandfather who taught us to always seek the magic in life. Children Jason Reitman, Catherine Reitman and Caroline Reitman said in a joint statement. We take comfort that his work as a filmmaker brought laughter and happiness to countless others around the world. While we mourn privately, we hope those who knew him through his films will remember him always. Known for big, bawdy comedies that caught the spirit of their time, Reitman's big break came with the raucous, college fraternity stand-up National Lampoon's Animal House, which he produced. He directed Bill Murray in his first starring role in Meatballs and then again in Stripes. But his most significant success came with 1984's Ghostbusters. Not only did the irreverent supernatural comedy starring Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Harold Ramis, Ernie Hudson, Sigourney Weaver and Rick Moranis gross nearly $300 million worldwide, it earned 2 Oscar nominations, spawned a veritable franchise, including spin-offs, television shows and a new movie, Ghostbusters: Afterlife, that opened this last year. His son, filmmaker Jason Reitman, directed. Among other notable films he directed are Twins, Kindergarten Cop, Dave Jr. in 1998 6 Days, 7 Nights. He also produced Beethoven, Old School and Euro Trip, and many others, including several for his son. He was born in Komárno, Czechoslovakia, in 1946 where his father owned the country's biggest vinegar factory. When the communists began imprisoning capitalists after the war, the Reitmans decided to escape, when Ivan Reitman was only 4. They traveled in the nailed-down hold of a barge headed for Vienna. I remember flashes of scenes, Reitman told the AP in 1979. Later they told me about how they gave me a couple of sleeping pills so I wouldn't make any noise. I was so knocked out that I slept with my eyes open. My parents were afraid I was dead. The Reitmans joined a relative in Toronto, where Ivan displayed his showbiz inclinations, starting a puppet theater, entertaining at summer camps, playing coffee houses with a folk music group. He studied music and drama at McMaster University in Hamilton, Ontario, and began making movie shorts. With friends and $12,000, Reitman made a 9-day movie, Cannibal Girls, which American International agreed to release. He produced on a $500 budget a weekly TV review, Greed, with Dan Aykroyd, and became associated with the Lampoon Group in its off-Broadway review that featured John Belushi, Gilda Radner, and Murray. That soon led to Animal House. Watch below. By the time 1990's Kindergarten Cop came around, Reitman had established himself as the most successful comedy director in history. Though not even being the father of 3 children could have prepared him for the arduous task of directing 30 children between the ages of 4 and 7 in the Arnold Schwarzenegger comedy. Reitman slowed down as a director after 6 Days, 7 Nights, only 4 films would follow Evolution. My Super Ex-Girlfriend, No Strings Attached and Draft Day, from 2014. But he continued producing and, with Ghostbusters, Afterlife, even found himself on the press circuit with his son, providing emotional moments for both with the passing of the baton. When asked late last year why the 1984 film continued to fascinate, Reitman told the AP that it was hard to define. I always had a sort of sincere approach to the comedy, he said. I took it seriously even though it was a horror movie and a comedy. I felt you had to sort of deal with it in a kind of realistic and honest way.